Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations, but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Okay, so today I'm starting something new. Just want to see if you're interested. Just want to spend some time here. And it's going to be audio because I love watching visuals, but as a mom, I need to be able to put my AirPods in and listen to what's going on and just enjoy that time together like we do in my podcast. So, here we go. So, his time changed for me off, but my youngest haven't felt good, and so he's been up all night. But, he just come back to my unit. Man, it sucks, but it doesn't mean it's going to be forever. But it's like every single night, it's like playing, what's that game, you know, and like Jeffy's weird, the chipmunk, you hit one down with the hammer and then come back up. So I feel like with the kids, like one night, one kid will go to sleep all night and the other one will be up all night. You know, that's right. So tonight, we just the youngest turn. And my husband and I just tag team and tired. And then, you know, once you do fall asleep, they have like a little green light thing going on. Like they can't get to the right turn thing, but they decide different. We're still with them. But I'm determined now for them to stay in the jail. They used to sleep in jail with us for the long years. Yeah, we had to stop that because they all came older and it's not enough space for all of us. So they've been watching it all week. But I guess I'll come up to sleep, right? Sometimes I'm like, okay, God, I see that you. TV and that's why you gave me children. And don't sleep. You see, I can handle it. Even though I don't feel like I can, because right now, you know, I'm thinking about how the weather's changing. And I'm outside with the dog cat, 7 years, so she used to have them. And then I actually got my new puppy. Then that's only thing happened. I learned how like I'm learning that, but like. Well, a lot of them sound nice. A latte is just milk and coffee. But you know what? I'm going to try one today because why not? But yeah, as we enter on Sunday for us, we'll have been advised to issue like how we still do homes, do it our children and our life and our calling and things. And even if it doesn't look like how you want it, we just have to be patient. We have to know it's all in God's timing, even though. We want to run ahead and be like, come on, you come with me. But then it's more so like you have to learn to like slow down and go. It's vice versa. You have to learn to go with him. Because if you're not going with him, he's going to be like, girl, what are you doing? I'll be real humble. So I'm just like, see. But that's my take right now, like making sure that we are having rest, we are making sure that we're focused on what God wants us to be. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if it doesn't look like Lord, that we have to be okay with it because everything is in His time. Like, I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time right now in my life. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, even if it's not where I thought it would be, like what I envisioned. And some days it'll have me down, but you have to remember, like, don't compare your life to others that are in your journey. Because you don't know what God's preparing for you. You don't know in those prayers that you are asking to be completed will be done. Even if it's a couple days, a couple months, a couple years, like, you have to continue to look like it's happening. If you don't look like it's happening, then you're not going up. You're not going to give up. You don't want to give up. You don't want to cut yourself short just because you think that you don't want to do long term that you're called to do. Okay, something I've been doing lately, I've been working on getting more. Whether that's watching my favorite show, sitting reading a book, even though y'all know I don't really do apps on my phone, only app I have for real right now is the Kindle Unlimited because I'm doing a 2-month free trial with them just to see how I like it. And well, it wasn't free, I only paid like 99 cents, but that's not crazy enough to say that you paid crazy money for it. But I've been reading on there from my phone. Even though I like it better on my iPad, the words are better. But I've been trying to just find ways to fill myself up and continue to do the things that I enjoy doing. Like, that's why I always refer back to my list of things that I like to do outside of my daily motherhood or homemaking, things like that, because I have to find ways to fill me up. And so right now I'm in the process of making a coffee. And it just made me think about how, like, the importance of just taking care of yourself, even if, like I always mentioned, I don't gain a lot of sleep, but I've been taking like supplements to help me so I don't feel as tired. And I'm trying to cut back on my caffeine, which is why I don't drink as much Alani energy drinks like I used to. So I drink like coffee. I'm drinking right now, like a Kirkland brand of coffee I have from Costco. This is a big bag for $20. And I was like, I'm gonna try it out. Tastes good. It doesn't amp me up. Not really, but I've also been drinking electrolyte water, so that I have been drinking like warm electrolyte water, and I've been putting it in like a big, not a container, but like a big, what is it called? Pitcher, there it is. I've been putting it into a pitcher, and I've been putting like oranges, sliced lemons, sometimes blueberries. Good. A little bit of pink salt, like a pinch of pink salt. Ooh, I think I said honey. And that's been really helpful for me drinking my water because I love transparent labs, but I like to try and find more things more natural. And plus the transparent labs, like for like a little container, was like $30 for a week. Oh, because I put hibiscus tea, nettle leaf tea in there as well. And sometimes I like my lemon chamomile tea in that electrolyte pitcher. But I love it. The kids drink it because I always make sure that there's no water as well. And it's just been such a big changer to make us drink more water because now I'm not even able to drink plain water like I used to because I like eating some type of electrolyte. And so that's what I've been drinking. And just find a way to take care of myself. Like, although, you know, it's nice to do a workout, but even cleaning up will get you there. Because I have, like, a daily chore list. Not even daily chore, like, a daily routine of, like, you know, in the morning, fix the bed, sweep the floor, mop the floor in the house, then kitchen. If laundry needs to be done, get laundry done, like, a little checklist. And it's just been helpful because I stay in routine and I'm still getting movement. And then when I sit down to rest, either to watch one of my shows or to read a book or just be, I've already done what I needed to do. So actually truly enjoy the process of just trying to prioritize what matters to me. I always have my three T's, like for me, it's my wellness, my family, and creating wealth for our family. And for wealth ties, like not just financial, it's generational in different areas, like teaching my friends how to just not even just, it's a part of homeschooling, like giving them real life application. And I'm gonna talk more about that if y'all are interested on how we, I like that homeschool things because I do have previous experience from being in education, but I've learned the, after like 4 years, but I had to relearn what it actually means to be educated versus being schooled. And how the book Weapons of Mass Instruction really opened my eyes. And we had a lot of other books too that really teach you how to really teach your students and set them up for the future. And it's really nice to see. And I'm going to go get my coffee. And then we can talk a little bit more about what's to come.
Today is such a tough day. It's just like a domino effect. One thing at the another, up all night. Then he's up early, time change. Then my puppy don't use the bathroom. Came in. She don't ever use the bathroom in here. She pooped on the floor. That's a great treat because I took you outside, right? And you know to go to the door and you got to use the bathroom. So it's already been a morning, but one thing before I close out, something I want you to think about is like, how are you taking care of yourself? I know for me right now, I'm just sitting. It's sitting on a bed, just trying to collect my thoughts because I'm like, this can't be. Like, it's just straight chaos. Like, I know some people love chaos. Chaos don't go for my nervous system. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm like my journey. It just necessarily mean I know my nervous system and I know how much I can handle. But with that said, I'm going to take a moment. And I want you today to take a moment for yourself, whether it's breathing, walking, journaling, whatever fills you in. I know those are the cliche ones. Do what works for you, okay? And I want you to let me know if you enjoyed this kind of podcast style, or if you would like to do something different, but make sure that you like or leave a review for us. And be sure to check out MPWA blog. I'll leave it in the description. Until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.